Drawing side lessons from the lay Parshas Vayera, a wonderful parasha where we are somewhat reintroduced to Avram Avinu. Because if I was to define Avram Avinu, certainly in last week's parasha, Av Hamon Goyim, he's the one who invents monotheism. He then, his name is changed, and now he's working with the Hei Hayidiyaz, or Amiel says, working very hard on the Jewish people themselves. And he started our religion. And he really started monotheism. His father, of course, owned the famous Idols Are Us, the biggest idol, don't write it down, the biggest, Costco for idols in the world. I mean, they sell caskets now, so, they can sell idols, why not? And he had a break free from that. And has his trials and tribulations. And that's really the way I would define Avram Avinu in last week's parasha. The one who has this dveikus b'Hashem, this yiras Hashem, this closeness to Hashem. And then all of a sudden in this week's parasha, we're introduced to him once again with a different model. Va'era elav, the same way, v'yoshek pechzachalol kechom hayom. What the heck is he doing outside? He just had a bris milah. The man's almost 100 years old. He must be in a lot of pain. The Rebbeinu Shem is greeting him, wants to visit him. And he's, what is he doing there? Kechom Hayom, it's hot like anything. We're talking desert, Rabbi Yisai. We don't know from it. We're sitting in Baruch Hashem, Beit Shemesh, which is, if you've been here 2 months ago, that's the desert, yeah. But Kechom Hayom, he's doing chesed. So two parashios have two different themes, it seems. And I would call the themes Bein Adam L'Chaver and Bein Adam L'Makom. Which one is it? Can we work on both? And I believe, although I may be misinformed, but my Rebbe, Shlita Harav Sabalovsky, will be coming to Eretz Yisrael this week. I believe he'll be visiting the Yeshiva. And as fate will have it, I will be on a plane in a few hours, and I will not see him. We're, Baruch Hashem, very, very close. And Hashem sometimes laughs at me. We're going to miss each other. I actually go to his kolos in the morning. So I'm going to miss this week. I'm going to catch him next week to see him live. And Rabbi Sabalovsky relates this beautiful idea, which I'd like to relate. Before I do, we must remember, today is, of course, the Yahrzeit of Rachel Yemeinu. And last night, I happened to be in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. There's a buzz, people traveling, buses going to visit Rachel Yemeinu. And when we think about Rachel Yemeinu, so certainly what comes to mind is chesed. What Rachel did for her sister is truly unbelievable. And there's a lot of different, it's not today's discussion, but the chesed that she had, that she allowed her sister to marry her husband to be over her, and to lie, which could have broke up the whole marriage to her husband, is pretty amazing. And the dafka, the chesed of Rachel Yemeinu, is why dafka, she's not buried in Maros HaMachpelah, in a special place where Rachel mevakos al baneha. And maybe it's that midah, and of course we know how Rachel originally will be met, and it's the chesed that she does not only for human beings, but for animals, the gemalim. Rachel has that character trait of Rachel mevakos parshas vayetze, of course, as we all know. Similar, actually, to Rivka. Thank you for pointing it out. But that nidu of chesed. And I think it's apropos. I just came up with this chiddush myself, which you may have heard already. This is the third time I'm saying it. Is that the Mnei Yisoskar says, because we quoted last week in the extended lessons from the Leib, different ideas behind the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So we spoke about the idea originally from the Zerah Shimshon, about we being, this is like the Yichud Room of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And when we do the mitzvahs here in Eretz Yisrael, it's much different. And then we quoted the first chief rabbi of Israel. And we said that there's a concept of such a higher level of the Geula is here. And I have to say, excuse me for being political for a moment, my other Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zeichet Tzadik L'Vracha, used to say that he only said Hallel. This is very strange, but he only said Hallel when the government he felt was a government that believed in the Reishis Smichas Gulaseno. So today is also the, if I'm not mistaken, the Yahrzeit of Yitzhak Rabin. Really mamish horrible that a Jew can murder another Jew is a very, very difficult for us to fathom. That's not our nation to other nations kill each other. We don't do that. During that time, so Rav Aaron would not say Hallel. And I think this would be a time where he would redact to saying Hallel, because we have a government, Baruch Hashem, that is made up with a majority of Jewish parties, of religious parties, It's quite amazing. And Baruch Hashem, that should, you know, we should be zeicha that a lot of new laws will be passed, and a lot of this Chilul Shabbos and all these things they wanted to pass, and Kashrus, and it's really, really, really amazing. So the Chiddush is, he says, and isn't it amazing that B'chodesh, that on the Chodesh of Iyar, which is the Chodesh of Malchus, I didn't know what he was talking about, so I looked up and said, the Bnei Yisrael always talks about months, and he talks about Chodesh Iyar, and he says, Iyar stands for Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel. Not Rivka, Rachel. And I think it's that Rachel, Mevakos Abanea, that Rachel that's on the side of the road, that is still crying for us until today, because we don't have it. And in fact, as I pointed out this morning, I had this private tour once by Miriam Adami, which is one of the people who kept, she told us how she kept Netanyahu, the one who, Rav Aaron would say Hallel when he was prime minister, he gave away Hebron, let's not forget. And they were about to give away Kever Rachel. And she fought in the Knesset. And she said, you tell me if you would leave your mother. Would you destroy your mother's home? That's what you want to do. Look what they did to Kever Yosef. Time and time again, they destroyed it. Rachel Mevakos. But it's Rachel because she's the Chesed. So there's something here. There's a combination of the both, which I think is very, very important. And Rabbi Soloski adds to this idea. So let's talk about it. So the question is, can one excel in both? Excuse me for, again, being very politically incorrect, but it seems that in the yeshivish world, you become a yeshiva guy, you sit and learn for the rest of your life in the Mir Yeshiva, in the Lakewood Yeshiva, wherever it might be, and that's it. Chesed? What's chesed? What's chesed? I don't do chesed anymore. I learn Torah. Torah is the key. I have Yiras Hashem. There seems to be, those two things don't seem to combine to each other. But says Rabbi Soloski, they're integral. One is a prerequisite for the other. We can't live without both Yiras Hashem and Chesed. And we see how Avram Avinu, our original foundation of all forefathers, starts with the Yiras Hashem and then moves to this Pasha, to Chesed, to Staka, davening for Stone, who doesn't really affect his life. It's a chesed he's doing. Wanting to do hakanasas orachim, no matter what, having the choicest foods. He would never eat. I had a great, I just thought about this idea. It says, you know, the Mepharshim tell us that he gave them the tongues and he gave them mustard. He had all these things in his refrigerator. Mamish was an ish chesed. So on Shabbos, when I had the zchus of hosting Rabbi James Kainom, official title is headmaster probably of the Mount Scopus School of thousands of people in Australia. So I thought he was going to be one of those regular rabbis, not like Rob Hartstein, and you say, you know, what would you like to drink? Oh, I'll have some water. And he's like, you have any Diet Coke? And I only like Coke Zero, you know. We got into a little fight, right? And I'm like, oh my God, Avram Avinu moment. I go into my cupboard and I had taken from the plane legally. They had given me, and I didn't open it because it was whatever. This whole thing, and when you go on the planes now, we're into Coke Zero in Israel. They only have, and it's always like, hi, can I have a Coke Zero? No, we only have Diet Coke. I'm like, oh, whoa. So I took it, and I'm like, I don't really like it. Anyway, I said, I have a Diet Coke. Would you take it? Yeah, it was very, very exciting. That was Avraham Avinu. Kulo Chesed. Exactly why the Dor HaMabul was destroyed. Doesn't matter who they were and what they were, they could not do chesed. Stone. We call it midah stone when a person won't do chesed. We call it midah stone where it's so easy for you to, why won't, I don't understand. Zenen of zenon chesed, you're midah stone. Well, I don't understand. You won't do a chesed for another person, you're not losing any skin on it. But I'll say further. The pasuk says that when Noah finally gets out of his situation, Vayimach. So it says that, this is back in Parshas Noach, Ashal Pnei Adamami Adam Adam Behema, Vad Remesh Ve'olof HaShamayim, Vayimach, Vayimachu Min HaAretz, Vayushar Ach Noach. The only person left, obviously, was Noach and his family. Vayomer Yitzo. So everybody's asking, what was this Ach Noach? Yes, he was like, we know the Torah doesn't add any words. Why achnor? So Rashi actually quotes, I'm going to quote you the actual medrash itself. What does it mean? Amar Rabbi Levi, kol osam shneim asar chodesh. All the 12 months, the year, lo tam tam shena. He didn't sleep. The entire time, he went like this. Actually, it was me last night. Last night, I went to, because I'm going away tonight, my wife's still on this trip, so I went to go visit her, have a little Malava Malka, and I had a Coke Zero at 11:30. That's smart. I couldn't sleep all outside. So that's, right? It says that literally he's step standing, because he had a few minutes between animals feeding. Lo Noach, v'lo Banach, not him and her sons. Shai Yuzu Kukin, they had to take care of the behemoths. V'ha'oifos. Shari Yesh Behemoth Shalachan B'shtei Shos. Yesh Shalachan. Every few minutes he's giving the animal a thing, Balayla. And we know famously he got bit by the lion. The Rebbeinu Shlom says that's what the world exists. Rav Yerucham Lvovitz, the great Mashkiach of Mir, says this exact point. And he says it exactly, I think, the way Rabbi Sadlusky is saying. Because that's exactly the job of Yeshua. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igros Moshe, where it says in Igros Moshe, that a person has to, we learned from last week's parsha, that Avraham Avinu gave Meiser Mikol. He gave Meiser on everything. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know what Mikol is? Not just on your money, not just when you make $1 billion in the lottery. No, you have to give Meiser also on your time. You need to go 10% of your time to Chesed. Your waking hours, Chesed. Don't be stingy. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. Says Rav Yerucham Lvovitz, what do you think? You're Yeshiva Bachar? Sitting in Mir? Is it the Mashkech of Mir, Abayisai? You need to dedicate your time to Chesed as well. I think about the great Chesed organizations. I'm sure here in Eretz Yisrael as well. They're amazing. My daughter worked last year for Rach Shelev, an amazing organization that goes to the hospitals and take care of kids. It's mamash unbelievable, kids with cancer. It's run by Haredim. So many organizations. But you go to America as well. Bikur Cholim is Satmar Bikur Cholim. They take care. Hatzalah. It's unbelievable. The amount of chesed organizations we have, but it has to be something that men do as well. Excuse me for saying, but I find it almost comical. We think chesed is related to women. Oh, you're going to the seminary for the year? Oh, that's what seminaries do. Oh, Medrash Amit, they have a, you know, Baruch Hashem, it's very easy for them, right? They have an orphanage right there. Right? It's Tiferet. Even then, it's a chesed hours. They have to go and do and find people to help. And this old woman's crossing the street and they grab her and they go, oh, we can help you across the street. We have chesed hours. She's like, I don't need any help. Yes, you do. You know, like, they want to do chesed. But that's not for guys. It's not true, says Yerucham. It's related to each other. Let me ask you a question. The Pasuk says in our parsha that when Avimelech takes Sarah for the second time, he gets upset. And what does he say, very interestingly? He says, why don't you tell me, dude? He says to Avram, why don't you just come to the city and say who you were? That's my wife. Nobody, you can't touch her. She's off limits. I don't understand. So what does Hashem, what does Avram answers him? And says, Ein Elokim b'makom hazeh, and Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. I'm sorry. There's something wrong over here. I don't see the possibility of there being a Yiras Hashem over here. There's no Yiras Hashem. You don't follow the ways of the Rabbanu Shalom. The moment you came, I came to this town, all you did was gawk at my wife. Everybody was looking at her. Everybody's asking questions about her. So clearly you don't know what the idea of chesed is. No way. So rightfully so, I was scared. Why was I scared? Because I don't trust you people. That's scary. That's scary. And therefore, says the Pasuk, he says to Avimelech, there's no Yiras Hashem here. So one could argue and say, I don't understand, what does Yiras Hashem have to do with the physicality of what he did? He says, you're not a Baal Chesed. If you're not a Baal Chesed, you're not Yiras Hashem. If you have no Ben Adam L'Chaveru, you can't have Ben Adam L'Malka. You can't have it. Says Rabbi Sadlusky, it's like, hopefully, we want to imitate, not Mike. I don't want to be like Mike. I want to be like Hashem, yes, true. I want to be like Lubavitcher Rebbe. Happens to be here. Not here. Right? Rav Machos, right. Chesed. Right? Mirtz Hashem, hopefully, we have role models, our parents. Right? And you see the little kid, you know, he wants to imitate it. The famous story, also Rav Moshe Feinstein, I love this story. Back in the day, years and years ago, when it was very difficult and people struggled in America. So they went into the little kindergarten, and you know what they do? I don't know if you remember, Abba Nima Shabbos. I don't know if it's politically correct anymore. You're not allowed to have that anymore, okay? And the kid gets up, and they give him a little black hat, and they give him a jacket that doesn't fit him. They go, and he sits, and he says, what am I supposed to do? He says, pretend like you're Abba. What is your Abba doing Friday night? I think the kid's going to get down, and he's going to start Shalom Aleichem. And he sits down in the chair, and he goes, ah, as I schwer sein to be a Yid. Every Friday night, his father would sit at the table and said, it's schwer, it's so difficult to be a Jew. Because in those days, as I remember with my grandfather, every Friday, my grandfather was fired from his job because he couldn't work Saturday, it used to be a work day. They told him, don't bother coming back, Jew. But we want to imitate in the right ways. Oh, my father loves this weird thing. I don't understand what it's called. Dafi Yomi or something. Right? Not be that, right? We should be those role models where our kids aren't going to say, wow, I you know why I love the Rangers. My dad loves the Rangers. Got season tickets to the Rangers. All my dad ever talks about are the 16 games, the Giants. It's all he talks about. No. When you want to emulate, you want to be like somebody, we're supposed to be dovak to the Rabbanu Show. How do you dovak? You do chesed. You imitate the ways of Hashem by doing aftu, Gemara says. One of the interpretations is we imitate the ways of the Rabbanu Show. That's the way. It's a partnership with Hashem. But we have to give back. Rabbi Soleski says, why does it say that a Rasha is possible to age with Gemara and Sanhedrin? Why? What does him not being Shomer Shabbos have to do with Ben Adam L'Chevros Eidus? Eidus is that I saw, I'm doing chesed for you. And I'm coming to you and I'm saying, listen, I saw Reuven and Shimon, and I saw Reuven return the money to Shimon. Chesed. What does that have to do with the fact that I'm not Shomer Shabbos? Because the Yiras Hashem, it goes back, again, it goes both ways. There's a partnership with the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's what the Rambam writes, who is Avram Avinu? Is Avram Ohava, he's Ohavi, beloved. Why? Because he excelled in his Ben Adam L'Malka and his Ben Adam L'Chaver. And I think as we commemorate the Yiras of Rachel Imenu, that's what Rachel Imenu was. And that's how our Parsha actually starts. The Parsha starts with the Rabbanu Shalom greeting him. Vayera, love. Hashem, Elokim, Marevu, Yoshev, Tachas, Oil, B'chom, Ayom. The Rabbanu Shalom says, I want to greet him because he's the ultimate. He's following my ways. Listen to the beautiful words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim picks up on this idea. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, "Vayira ki kavodas hakasav hu shabal lahodia shashar shchima shchinato alav v'naser mirkavel shchina." I came to give you a really good besoira. I want to tell you something. You become a vehicle of my glory. That's what it is to be a kiddush, a walking kiddush Hashem. You can't have Torah without Chesed. You have to have both. That's why the Gemara says, the famous question I have always asked, the two Gemaras that seem to be soyser each other. One says, Nasat Nasat Be'emuna. Were you honest in your business dealings? Were you honest Ben Adam L'Chavero? If not, I don't care. My first question isn't going to be Al Divrei Torah. I'm not going to ask you, do you have a Kovei Yitim L'Torah? It doesn't matter to me. You need to have both. That's the idea. The Or HaChaim quotes the Medrash Bereishis Rabba that in Kabbalistic terms, he writes, Avram was known as the carrier of the Shechina. Why? Because he had chesed. Because he imbued chesed. That's what we have to recognize. That this is what the partnership is with the Rabbanu Shalom. And I think it's extremely important for us, and I think it's something that I apologize for saying many yeshiva guys miss. Baruch Hashem for this yeshiva. Something that Rav Mo very much concentrates on as something that I think is equally important to Torah. If you don't have Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, your Ben Adam L'Makom is worthless to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's the words of the Rosh. Worthless. You have to combine. And a person who, Baruch Hashem, is going to find himself steiging and learning Torah, not just in Nishana Aleph, Nishana Bet, but in the future, has to say, okay, what chesed do you do? When you build a family, I pointed out to you off the tape, I'll just mention it. This week is, I think, the first time in 24 years, unfortunately, that I'm away from my anniversary. But we built, my wife's on a chesed trip, she's not doing it for the money. I usually go also on this momentum trip, because you have to do chesed, you have to dedicate your time. Right? And chesed gadol mizu, sitting and teaching you guys. No. okay, Shana Aleph, guys, that's real chesed. But that's the idea. You each have to come in your lives and say, well, what am I going to do? And I understand that maybe this year you have to concentrate more on learning Torah, but you have to develop your lives. And the person that you marry has to be someone that chesed is important. How are you going to be involved? One of the greatest chesed, somebody told me something beautiful. They said, the greatest chesed that my wife ever did was pushing me. Was telling me, I want to spend more time with you, but I want you to go out to learn. I know that's important to you. If we want to be dovak to the Rabbanu Shalom, like glue, the Rabbanu Shalom says, okay, but what are you doing? How dare you come to me in Elul and on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and say, God, have chesed. I know I don't deserve it. Shh. Kara roi gezar dinei. Just pretend that it's not there. Just rip it up. Why would you have the chutzpah to say that? The answer is that if you do chesed, the Rabbanu Shalom says, okay, but you want me to do chesed to you? You do chesed. I do chesed. Okay, shkoyach. Right? You can tell him that I'm quoting him. Noach Nirenberg's grandfather was the dean of Psy Sims. I wasn't the most studious student, to say the least. And when I met him for the first time, he said to me, it's payback time. Your grandfather did a chesed for me. He gave me my first job. Let me know if you ever need my help, which is not something you should have said to me, because I needed his help a lot. Right? You know, pay it forward, whatever it's called. And maybe we could say that now the grandson had the schus of learning with sometimes. Like, that's the schus. It all comes back to each other. Rabbanu Shalom smiling, kibiyachal. And saying, that's what a true Jew is. It's not something just for girls, for women to do. Well, they do chesed there. No. I don't understand that. But you say, this is what we should be focusing on, the great chesed that we should be doing. In Mirch Hashem, we should be zoicher. That oylem chesed yibana. The world is rebuilt. The Beis HaMikdash will be built through the chesed that we do. And that is the Dveikus Vashem to combine both Ben Adam L'Makom and Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. We should be zoicher to see Bi'ezgol Tzedek Meheru Yameinu. Amen.